Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. You found the Raised with Jesus podcast, the audio home for Resurrection Lutheran Church of Maumee, Ohio. 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for Resurrection Sunday, April 21st, 2019. In our preview today, we're going to look at John chapter 20, and then in our service today, a special festival service at 10 a.m., we're going to have our gospel reading from the Gospel of Luke. As morning breaks upon the tomb, its gaping entrance and vacant depths stir a mixture of emotions among Jesus' followers. But with the proclamation of the resurrection, ignorance turns to understanding, and sorrow changes to joy. With the rising of the sun, faith-filled hearts soar to proclaim the angel's message, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. A reading from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb, so she left and ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she told them, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out, heading for the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. Bending over, he saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was following him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there. The cloth that had been on Jesus' head was not lying with the linen cloths, but was folded up in a separate place by itself. Then the other disciple, who arrived at the tomb first, also entered. He saw and believed. They still did not yet understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood outside facing the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she bent over, looking into the tomb. She saw two angels in white clothes sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the feet. They asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." After she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you carried him off, tell me where you laid him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and replied in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus told her, "Do not continue to cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She also told them the things he said to her. This is the word of our God. So many will miss the point of this Easter day. They will not understand the impact that Christ's resurrection has had on our eternity. But the missing body and the empty tomb are not the end of the story. Just as Jesus revealed himself in glory to Mary Magdalene, so he reveals himself to us, that we might worship our risen Lord. Worship today is at 10 a.m., with breakfast beginning at 8:30 a.m., and an egg hunt for the children, if it's not raining, at 9:15. We'll see you there. And if you're not able to make it, tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, also Resurrection Maumee. Finally, today we're going to conclude with a song from Koine. God bless your day.
This joyful Eastertide, away with sin and sorrow. My love, the crucified, has sprung to life this morrow. Had Christ, who once was slain, not burst his three-day prison, our faith had been in vain. But now is Christ arisen, arisen, arisen. But now is Christ arisen. Death's blood has lost its chill since Jesus crossed the river. Season's slumber till Trump from east to west shall wake the dead in number. Had Christ who once was slain that burst his 3-day prison, our faith had been in vain, but now is Christ arisen.